March 9th, 2019, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. Watch for Pedro show. Happy Saturday, brother.
Yeah, how's it?
Been a little while.
Yeah.
A couple shows, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Gone for a month. Back in action.
Okay.
Good to be here. Stopped raining. It's all good.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of wet. But, you know, everyone in SoCal always... Not preface.
Say, well, we need...
What's after?
Well, we
you
need
don't
it.
Preface... Suffix.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Post.
Yeah, but we need it. Right? You always say that to yeah. SoCal people. You know, oh, man, this rain, but we need it.
But it's stupid the way it's designed. It just flows in the water. You know,
well, they got too much cement.
Yeah, yeah, and, they got the whole cement river.
Just washes right out. That's why I can't even paddle for like 3 or 4 days after a rain because I'll get a sore throat.
Oh, trash.
Because the fucking.
It's like a toilet for the whole city.
Right, right. No frams. Mm. No wetlands. We got that Salina de Del Pedro. It's what? That's not even a quarter acre. And Bolsa Chica, I think, is closer one. But that was a fucking ammo dump for the Navy. That's all foul.
Bologna Creek. Yeah, that was a flooding over the other day because it's such
right.
a little zone.
So, anyway, what do? Put all the dirt back? It's like rebuilding the fucking red car line. Huh? 1,000
yeah,
miles.
Yeah.
Biggest system in the world. Sold it for buses. 1960. Yeah. Don't mean to bellyache, don't.
We got some guests in the house.
We have thank you, your band. Coming aboard. We played John Coltrane, Say It Over and Over Again, and then your version of Rebel Girl.
Yeah.
Which I always dug that. You know they're playing gigs.
I saw that,
They're going to be at the Palladium like two nights or something. Mm. Bikini Kill. They don't have Billy on guitar. A lady named Erica, I think. Raul's making the shirts.
Oh, I bet you.
Okay. Your earliest musical recollection.
My grandpa's music.
Yes, I've been looking forward to hearing this one from you.
Okay, so like you're like, a little kid and in the pad.
Yeah, I remember my grandpa's music is what reminds me of home, and it gives me a safe feeling of, you know, being a little kid and just listening to, like, my favorite one was Local Memory.
Yeah.
When I was a kid. I don't know why.
Now, in the pad, your parents play, right?
My dad did. And
okay.
My dad's no longer living, but he would play guitar, and my
I mean is there was the instruments in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your mom was a listener?
Yeah.
Did you have a good record? Collection?
No.
No.
No. She just married into the family. You know?
Okay.
There's no musical influence there at all.
Okay. Do you remember the first record you bought yourself?
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to ask me this. And
are
you ready?
Everybody's got their own.
You
know? You're prepared to be shocked.
It was NSYNC. I was probably 13, 14 years old.
Look, I got...
My babysitting money was like $19.99. It was... Record store at the mall. Yeah.
I heard a band like with two avant-garde guys from Italy, and I asked that question to the drummer man, the original drummer man, and he was embarrassed. Green Day. You know, everybody's got to start somewhere.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, and no, you'll pick that stuff. It's like where you're born or your parents.
I spent a lot of time listening.
What
to
did Sly say?
Though.
It's not where you're from. It's where you're
at.
Okay. What up? What about the first gig you went to?
My grandpa. This is so boring, right? Yeah. I just remember going to his shows. In fact, it's not even really fun to go to shows unless you're in the back, you know, because like you're not really seeing the show.
You mean like on the side of the stage?
Yeah,
on
the side in the back.
So would he pull you out and have you sing with him?
Just on like the gospel set.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he'd always have the kids come out and sing on the gospel set.
Cool.
Which is what he ends with now. It used to be Whiskey River, front and back. Now he ends with the gospel set. But his gospel set includes Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die.
Right, right. What about tour? Or is it just when he was in town, right? Did you go on tour with him to do the gospel?
No, I've done a few shows with him, but I haven't been asked to go on tour yet. And I don't ask to do anything. I wait till they ask.
Of course.
You know?
I'd feel the same way. What about school? You in like the choir or the marching band or shit like that?
I came out singing, you know, got in trouble for singing at the table. So I was doing voice lessons, and I started doing some piano lessons but didn't like it and quit. And did show choir in high school, string band in high school when I was playing guitar singing.
Okay, how'd you get on the guitar? Because your pop had...
Yep, I reached out to my grandpa when I was 14 years old, and I had remembered there being some guitars in a corner in his house.
Yeah.
And so I said, can you send me one of those guitars? Because I want to learn to play. But he sent me a brand new Martin guitar. And I still have it and write songs on that one today. And
That's beautiful, though.
Started taking lessons, and I remember sitting...
Who was your teacher?
Because
I think people should get credit.
Yeah, well, his name was Chris Smith. It was actually my good buddy Jessica's dad, you know, in town. He just knew how to play, and he was teaching me chords. And I would sit in my room and not even do this part of it, but just go back and forth to learn, you know, G's.
What about copying songs off records?
Just trying to mimic.
Yeah, here, I'm going to, all along the watchtower.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's Don't Fear the Reaper. Oh, yeah. Same chord.
That happens a lot.
A minor to F, yeah, just a little bit. Did you do the thing after school with some buddies, a basement band, a garage band, bedroom band?
I got married young, 19, and had babies.
That's when my pop.
Really?
Was that age when I was born.
Okay, so I had babies, and then so I was stuck at home for a really long time with babies. I had twins at 22.
Yeah.
So I didn't do a whole lot of
you put it on hold.
Band stuff. Before that, and then when I was at home a lot, and I was finally just kind of sitting there a lot with babies, started picking up the guitar again, and coming up with some songs, or pieces of songs, I guess you'd say. There's a bunch of different pieces of songs. And then when I was done breastfeeding them, I was looking for a place to record these pieces of songs and just try to get something down.
Yeah.
And,
introduce your band.
So I was going to get some weed, and JB was getting weed, too.
You say Mota.
You ever hear that word?
Mota.
Yeah. Pota was all the stems and the seeds.
Okay.
Yeah, so when the Weros was asking for pot, yeah, ha-ha. You want the Mota, you don't want the Pota. Anyway, you were getting some.
So we were getting weed, and actually it was a friend of mine who was picking up the weed for us, but JB was getting weed too, and she was just mentioning to our
same
friend.
Same dealer.
Yeah.
And he's a friend.
Mutual friend.
You know, it seems weird to
call
him. No,
that's how
they
do it
in
Pedro.
Yeah.
And so they were there, and she was just mentioning my friend Raylan's looking for a place to record, and JB's like, well, I have a studio at home.
Yeah, I got like a small studio out back, and, you know, I heard, well, at first I was like, you know, just come on over, we'll knock a few out for $50 or whatever. And she...
I was like, sold, $50.
But it was a lot. It was three or four, like, really catchy sections of songs. But she'd never played in the band with anybody, never done any of that. You know?
Other
that.
Than string band and show choir and stuff like that, I've never...
So we,
had never well, not enough, you put it together yourself with your buddies. Yeah.
Okay. So we banged out a few ideas, and then, you know, maybe add a chorus here. And then after a couple of three of those, we're like, you know, let's try and write something together, you know, from scratch.
Yeah.
And just sort of, it was kind of fun because I've been playing in bands for years. I'm 50, so.
Yeah.
I've been through that, been through the industry, and the industry exploded, all that nonsense. It's just kind of back to having fun.
Oh, yeah, my heart bleeds.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it was, it kind of gave me the feeling of starting a new band, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So it was,
and
like,
I was sending
green
my...
Green and not jaded yet. You're working there. You're getting jaded. But at that point, you know, it was like... You're excited about everything, and that's fun to, you know, work in a situation like that.
What about this song, Sold, the Grundy County Auction Incident?
So it's John Michael Montgomery's Sold, the Grundy County Auction Incident. It's just a fun song to sing. When I was a kid, I wanted to sing it over and over and over again because the lyrics are really fun. We were on a road trip, and...
like Rebel Girl, you picked the song.
Yes.
I actually picked Rebel Girl, the... documentary called The Punk Singer, which is about Kathleen Hanna.
Oh, wow.
It truly inspired
me.
Have
you not seen it?
Have you seen
it?
No. Oh, it's
I heard it's really cool.
Yeah.
She went through some hell with this.
Yeah, it's all in the documentary,
I think it's, you can't get rid of it. It's always
no.
And, yeah.
She married Harvitz.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Adra, good guy.
I think she's a total badass. And
she's great, too. She is on one of my records.
Yeah, okay.
And, but she's... quite an idea, lady. So,
yeah.
I'm not going to record this in the studio. I'm going to use Thurston's answer machine, and I'm going to make it look like you're asking me to be on the record. But I did want her when she volunteered herself because it was a lot of boys. Mm-hmm. So it was good we got some ladies.
Yeah,
Kathleen
yeah.
did great. In fact, her piece is about that.
She's
some
inspiring.
Of it's very real. Some of it's very funny because I don't have an Annie record.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Never had an Annie record. Okay, let's play this.
Yeah. knees down in the snow. Get your hands off of my throat. Get your hands off of my throat.
Watt from Pedro show. Yeah, so, the Grundy County Auction Incident. Raylan Nelson Band. Lauren, new album of Rarities with Sextant. Feel Spectres out of Oklahoma City with Escape Route. Hi-Fi Club, brand new from France. Toulon. Their Navy town. The Round Around. Guided by Voices. The challenge is much, but Bob Pollard just put out his 102nd album.
They just played in right town not too long ago.
It was Caddy. And he writes songs. Like very crazy. 100 album was double. And he finally lets the other guys write some songs.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Teacher. Dayton. Awkward, that's Kay and Devin Hoff with their two bass project in progress. Still House Plants out of Glasgow with Fist Fight. I Am the Polish Army with Throat. Cleveland. And Watt and the Black Gang in 1998 with the Rebel Girl live in Olympia. I think it was called the Metropolis. Mm. It's like a disco.
Mm.
And I think Toby was there, I know for sure. Maybe Kathleen was too. Finally, Brother. Nelson Band. So, you guys start writing songs together. When do you get the band?
Okay, so I start sending my grandpa these songs, and he's like, "You're on a roll. They sound good."
Mm.
And he asked me a couple of times, "So do you have a band? Do you have a band?"
Because we were sort of just fleshing out demos. Her and I, she would sing, play ukulele, and I'd just play the drums and all.
Oh, ukulele too.
Yeah, which so we could get into that story. I was playing guitar, like I said, and
sure.
Then JB did a Replacements cover album with it was all ukulele. Actually,
when the fan hits the shit. Or
yeah,
something.
Actually, I think that
that's what it's called.
I think Howard might have been the publicist on that, right? He was working with Bar None, maybe as like a third party. I think I might have met him.
I thought that was
digitally.
What was that label in Minneapolis? Shit, I can't remember.
Is it Twin Zone?
Yeah.
Time.
Got it. I thought that it was on that. No,
it was on Bar None, but
okay.
But I did.
It was only a cassette. Maybe we're taking.
No, no, no. You're thinking of actually the Replacements.
Yeah,
this was a cover record. Me and a buddy did on.
Oh,
nothing but ukuleles.
Okay.
And percussion. But
am I thinking of the
No, I love the record. I've got a bootleg vinyl version of that thing. Yeah.
Right, they do all
this shit hits the
fan.
It's all a bunch of cover songs.
Half cover Oklahoma or something.
But it sounds surprisingly good when I went back and listened to it just out of it. I was like, wow, if they've made it through anything. 30 seconds sound amazing of each.
I just got to play with Tommy. He's got some bash and pop.
Yes.
Beautiful guy. Canada. So, the uke is tuned different. And everything. So it wasn't like you just went
well,
from the
guitar
to the
well, he had a bunch of them in the studio, and while he was doing all the, this part of stuff, I was like, will you teach me how to play the ukulele? And
yeah.
If you know how to play guitar, it's really easy to play the ukulele. You know, you just change your brain around a little bit.
Sure.
So I started doing that, and then I'm like, I kind of want to play the ukulele in our band. And he's like, okay, I don't care.
We got to plug it in the amp, but yeah, let's do it.
But at this point, you're only recording.
So right.
Okay,
grandpa's asking about the band. Come on.
So
do this live, right?
My grandpa's like, you have a band? Do you have a band? And I'm like, so I go to JB and I'm like, I need to get a band together. And he says, okay. And he gets preaching. JB have been.
We've been playing punk bands for 30 years probably together.
Okay.
And another buddy of ours, basically just took a band that we were sort of a part-time band we had, and like, okay, here it is, and it's probably going to be a little more rock than what we've started to begin.
They have a rock band called Defense Wins Championships.
Okay.
And it's
Wins Championships.
Yeah.
That's a football-themed sort of metal Cheap Trick type endeavor.
But they're really pretty melodies on loud rock, you know?
And as we put the band together and started just kind of, you know, doing what we do and doing what she did, that we... The songs we started writing after that were sort of like moved around to kind of like Jason and the Scorchers, kind of that old school, you know.
Actually, Jason and the Scorchers is what's been most compared to in town, in Nashville, you know.
I like the comparison of the Ramones with Loretta Lynn singing.
Yeah.
I think that's a good comparison.
Yeah, that's cool.
Did you hear about Marky? He ain't the original, of course, Tom, but he served a long time. Before that, he was in Voidoids.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's on the cover with the scissors and his money. Anyway, he's on some panel with Johnny Ross.
I saw that clip.
And he goes, "You stole Richard's clothes," and Sid was the star. Ben Matlock wrote all the songs.
Yeah.
Johnny Rotten's all barracho and shit. He's trying to talk over him. It's pretty bullish.
Oh, yeah, so you can walk the walk like the MC5 did. You
know? That's right. Yeah. It's hilarious. I guess it's some movie that Ig's part of.
We're talking about some art thing. Let's sell billboards up. Okay. In Hollywood, so it's something, you know.
Well, it was an event. Like,
yeah, they were promoing that whatever's that project.
So, do you remember the first gig you did with these guys?
Mm-hmm.
What was it like? Where was it?
It was at the Mercy Lounge in Nashville. So the drummer that we had in the... I've had more drummers than this, that...
than Spinal Tap?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And
keep blowing up.
They do. They blow up to some other huge art.
Well, shit, there goes another one.
Tyler, Gene Simmons.
Yeah,
Steve Earle.
Steve Earle.
Yeah. Lots of Steve's. Those bastards.
Lots of famous Steves. Anyway, it was his little brother, who has now passed away.
I'm sorry.
But he made it through that car accident.
He had a motorcycle wreck.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Motorcycle. They did a benefit in town, which... The community in Nashville does that for the musicians in the community. You know, if something's going on, everybody gets together and does a benefit. And really, it's a party night, really.
But this one has to go up for her first gig. There's probably 400 people there. There's members of Deep Purple were in town, and they were playing. And I just remember
Deep Purple played after us, you guys.
So technically, we were opening for Deep Purple.
Wow.
But she's, I remember. Yes.
I saw... Deep Purple a few times, and one time it was Ronnie James Dio.
Hmm.
He had his band called Elf, and he was dressed like a little hobbit. Yeah, he was good. I got to hang out with him a couple times. He was a really interesting guy. Started with like rockabilly in upstate New York.
Wow.
Yeah, bass man.
Hmm.
Yeah, much respect. Good guy. Missed. Dearly missed. And was it scary?
Fuck yeah, it was scary.
Was that your first gig? Because you didn't do
first
school
gig ever. Yeah. No garage gigs, no backyard parties, like, none of that.
Massive charity.
All of these musicians are really good musicians.
Yeah, yeah, right. So they're
going to
know.
In Nashville. And I think
I remember we all kind of walked up there, and I looked down at the side of the stage, the steps, and she's just standing there, just, you know, 100,000-yard stare, and I'm like, we got to do this now. Yeah. We're up here. And she walked up there, planted herself, but nailed it, you know.
I didn't move the entire time. I stood there and played and sang. And I remember turning around and they had sweat, you know, like they were sweating. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? You know, they were just sweating afterwards, but they were just rocking out.
They were like, this is what we do.
Probably hot. Yeah. It usually happens to me, those things. So how long till your grandpa saw you?
Okay, so Papa Willie was in town. He was doing Crossroads with CMT Crossroads with Jack White.
Wow.
And we were playing The Basement, and they were filming it at Third Man, and The Basement and Third Man are like 0.2 miles from each other.
Oh, yeah. Does Jack live in Nashville?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He does. And so it took a lot. You know, I'm like, I want you to come see my show, you know, and he was...
He's got juggle.
The schedule there, and he was there. He came and he sat... Right in front, and he walked.
Was that scarier than
he
the
just
first?
Appeared too. Yeah. You never saw him. Like we're like, I don't think he's gonna come up. And as soon as we walked up and plugged in, turn around, he's seated. And she's like, wow.
Right outside in the alley.
Yes, sir.
But
was that scarier gig than that first gig to play in front of him?
No.
Okay.
No, it was special to me because I know it was a lot for him to be there.
Sure.
And it was such a struggle. I feel terrible for those other musicians who were playing that night for us because we kept switching our time to make it work with the schedule. And so they were like, I don't care a fuck about Willie Nelson, you know, being at the show.
Oh, wow.
But anyway.
Got the ledge.
A little bit.
So there were some Gene Gossels.
They were all fine with it when they got to meet Willie Nelson for playing the play.
Oh, God,
And then they were like, I guess this is pretty cool.
That was
a good Wednesday night.
Then he sat there with a big smile on his face. It was.
Yeah, and I think he dug it.
He asked us to play Farm Aid and the 4th of July picnics, and then we did this birthday bash. You know, we try to, anytime they ask us to play, we're there. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right. But like you said, you don't like asking him.
No.
I understand it. Like you're your own.
Yeah, you know.
And then if things happen, then it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe other people playing might get the, look, she's got all the help.
Mm-hmm.
She won the lottery. We didn't win the lottery. Right?
Mm.
People can get weird.
Yeah.
But I like how you did that. We're at the end of the first hour, March 9, 2019, edition WAP for Pedro Show. Special guest, Leanne, yes. Entire hour. No,
Raylan. Okay.
I'm an asshole. Flower too. March 9, 2019, it's the second hour of the WAP from Pedro Show.
My dad's hands and grandma's hot tongue. My mom's heart and my grandpa's phone. They caused a little trouble, but I'm not the fun. Hey! They've been churching that I might have missed. By stars in my eyes. ništa ne prim, nismo hladni, ali vi, vi ste Santa Leda. Kaj je?
Thank you. brada, sviđe me na komčanje. Vrati me u ono vrijeme, kad smo išli na klizanje. U dane kad sam bio mlad, u dane kad sam bio mlad, u dane kad sam bio mlad, u dane kad sam bio mlad.
to me, it is embarrassing. I don't know why. Well, first, because the singing isn't all that good. And second, because there's something about a guitar that I just don't like. One song after another. There's no stopping the visitor. He or she has a very large repertoire. At first, I grow dizzy, then a bit nauseous. The music continues for what seems a lifetime. I will finally say, please, stop! The visitor will quietly put the guitar down on the coffee table. Hank, my wife will say, what's wrong with you? I can't stand it, I will answer. The visitor will then be at the door. They will be leaving. I'm sorry, my wife will say. Yeah, it's all right. The visitor will respond with a little smile. Then he or she will be gone. You, my wife will say, you like to hurt people's feelings. I hate guitars, I say. Only awful people play guitars. We've just lost a friend. So, I say, and walk gratefully up the stairs.
Show. We started the second hour off with Waylon Nelson Band doing Pieces. Then some Slav Croatian music, brother man. We had a bunch of bands in January from over in the Balkans. And a lot of good music. Some of this stuff goes way back to early 80s and stuff. It's incredible. Teško, so excuse me if I fuck up the... Teško je vresi duro. By Tomikova Kushne Peshi. And then Seksa with Svi Ječi. Ječa. Svi Ječa, sorry. Shumski with Jidisha. And finally, the Mellow Men with Bez Predova. Privoda. And thank you, Darko, for throwing that. Then the bass man is... Brother Mislav from Cornesia, which is where a lot of the Herbatskis are here in town. This island called Vis.
Bitchin' Island.
Brother Mask got people. In fact, he made his first journey to the homeland last year.
Yeah. How was that?
It was righteous. Island Hop and the
Island
Adriatic.
Hop.
Yeah,
wow.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And the coast is called Dalmatian. That's where. And so Brother
Mask like did a 1,500 islands.
Yeah, it's our archipelago.
So good. Yeah.
And then we had Cardinal Kitchen with Brother Steve when he went from Grand Rapids to Ann Arbor and up to the Cold War. Mountain Offensive, which is Brother Phil, who had the little bear shop in Loma.
Coconus.
He's up in Big Bear there.
Phil Coconus.
That's right. Yeah. And he's really getting into this, looping it and playing over stuff. And this is guitars with where he assumes the role of Mr. Bukowski reading his...
Oh, well, right.
Mr. Bukowski did not like rock and roll, right? But his wife, a second wife, Linda, who lives in Pedro here still, she told me she smoked a leño. She's from Philly. And when she was younger, with Jimmy.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Oh, shit, you.
Wow.
And then finally, Mason Jar. Baby Nelson Band.
Cool.
Okay, so what about this
album?
Yeah, that all these tunes are from.
So we did a bunch of singles, and then we threw them onto we did an EP.
Well, we kind of we had to figure out how to work it ourselves from scratch. So started with just us and figuring out what do we do, an EP first?
We did an EP first, and then we started putting singles out, and we packaged those together, and now we're putting out an album. Hopefully 420 is our plan.
Okay.
And
the
I think Ig's birthday is 421. Mm. And that's usually sometimes it's record store day, right?
Yeah. It's hard to know whether to go with singles or an album these days, you know. I get so much different advice from different people. And
Something to sling at gigs.
Album yet.
Right.
That's what they've become. Something to sling at gigs.
Yeah. And in another way, they're kind of like early days of the movement for us, they were like flyers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For the telephone poles.
But now it seems like everybody wants something very quickly. You know?
Yeah, sure.
So the singles.
Close to the moment.
Yeah, the singles thing and playing up one song with a video and just.
Remember that?
That's what
we started in the 90s?
Yeah.
There was bands that would spend more money on the video than the whole fucking album.
Totally. Well, what we've done though is. There's no MTV anymore, but YouTube's huge. So when we started doing the singles, we're like, let's just do a single and we'll make our own video and give, just feed content.
We had these ladies on last week, the Code Hangers, and they've done like 15, 20 fucking videos.
Yeah.
They just do them themselves to the tunes and put it on the...
That's what we did. We just looked down, like, you start, like, how do we edit? And like, all right, go on YouTube and you get Premiere Pro and you learn how to
Anything you don't know, you
right.
YouTube.
There's even free shit on the Mac.
Oh, yeah.
What's that crap? iMovie?
That's what I use iMovie.
Okay.
Premiere Pro?
What about the recording? Is it still at your pad, JB?
Yeah, what we usually do, I got buddies that work in big studios in town.
The real studios.
We'll go in and cut drums. And then bring those files back to my place and do everything else.
Okay.
So get the big live room.
Sure.
And not have to manipulate drums and then just...
All those mics.
So we've been lucky to be able to, you know, part of the reason that we're literally doing everything ourselves, but we've been lucky that we can kind of record, you know, maybe $100 to do an entire record's worth of songs, you know.
Yeah, people I don't know if they realize it's not all bad new days.
No.
It's just, when it comes to that stuff, way econo. Old days, Minuteman, okay, for example, it was 15 minutes for a 30 IPS, 2-inch, $150.
Yep.
So buy it used, $75. The studio, right, go in midnight to 8, it's called downtime, and you're still spending buku every day. When I did that Ball Hogger Tugboat.
Yep. Yeah.
As I get Cherokee's $1,500 fucking dollars a day. Can you believe that shit? So, like, when you were talking about the collapse of a certain industry, yeah. Yeah, I'm not that sad.
And it's a trip, because I can't figure out if it's easier or harder. Like, when you guys were coming up through there, it was the same idea. You didn't have the internet. But the crowd or the underground was receptive, you know. People were hungry.
In some ways. Well, you don't know how much shit has been thrown at
them. Yeah. Well, I understand that, but you know what I mean.
I'm talking about Open for Black Flag or Open for Primus.
Right.
It was like, you would not believe.
But now
I'll tell you this. Batteries hurt. I'd rather take a cup of piss or the used condoms than the batteries.
Yeah.
You actually don't get to vote on that shit. But no, but I kind of know what you mean. There was kind of community.
Because now you can reach anybody at any time, but there's so much noise out there. It's like now you've got a greater reach, but how do you figure out to, you know?
Okay, I've heard people say there's too many bands. But what's the other side of that? Not enough bands.
Yeah.
I remember the first time we played Berlin, you'd have to, because there's a thing called DDR, you'd have to drive through there, and they'd have, there was one chow pad, some purple cabbage and a skinny hot dog, and they had postcards of the state bands, you know, they were dressed like steaks. They're like, well, yeah, you're not all swamped with a lot of choice here, you know.
I guess I'll take this one.
Solve that problem. And it is kind of a dilemma. But I would rather have too much than not enough. And maybe that's part of the journey now. You have to sift and search through things.
Yeah. And that's what our gig is now, is just trying to navigate that and find gigs to play and keep it moving forward, you know?
Yeah. A lot of tour bus companies are in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Because being in the center, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it spokes out from there. You can go...
All the interstates are lining up.
And Tennessee, too, is trippy that it's long. But short.
Mm.
East West.
Why? Not all.
Why?
It's where there's three stars, right? There's one from Knoxville. One
that's right.
Nashville. I made a Christmas record with Taff Falco summer before last. It's 100 degrees in Memphis every fucking day.
Sounds like
and Memphis. They got the mosquito truck spraying.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, just wailing down the street. Because they told me yellow fever twice almost wiped the town. So,
there's about 3 hours between Memphis and Nashville?
Yeah,
three and a half.
But then, like, but north-south, like Georgia, Kentucky, it's a lot shorter.
Yeah, you can do three states like that.
It's just I don't know of another state that is wide.
Isn't there some spot there, just a four corner, you can see...
Well, that's Colorado, Wyoming.
No,
there's seven states. Yeah,
there is a lot. The Smokies. Yeah.
Spot up there.
Oh, you can see. Yeah. But you can step in four states.
Oh, wow.
That's like Nevada, California,
Colorado, Wyoming.
Yeah.
California is the opposite of Tennessee.
Cause
oh, that's
it's
true.
Very hot. Yeah. And New Jersey is like backwards little California. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Garden State, what they got on the license plate. Brother Matt, bring us some Spin Cycle
Cleese time.
Where's my pal? Where's my friend? All good things must have an end. Sad things and nothings, on and on they go. I guess he went to Mexico. They all went to Mexico. Buenos dias, got to go. Tengo que volver a ser mi corazón. They all went to Mexico. Mexico. Where's my sweetie? Where's the face that lit dark corners every place? She put up with me a long time, you know, and then she had to go to Mexico. They all went to Mexico. When the others got to go, tengo que volver a ser mi corazón. Mexico. Where's that woman, so sweet, so mean? Her heart was cautious, her mind was keen. She was always looking for the picadillo. I hope she went to Mexico. They all went to Mexico. Buenos dias, got to go. Tengo que volver a ser mi corazón. Where's December's happy crew with German bikes and signed cars too? They take the trucks out to St. Louis. Where's my luck and where's my grace? And has it all been just a foolish chase? Every time I hear that rainy chill wind blow, I think it might be time to head to Mexico. They all went to Mexico. Buenos dias, got to go. Tengo que volver a ser mi corazón.
Come on, shine it with me now. Hail Jesus! winds are out to
So much,
yeah. What made you do what you just did to us?
Well, Raylene's grandfather started it, so we got Willie Nelson to kick it off, and then I just got a bunch of new tunes since I was gone the past few weeks, so I saw Nashville Pussy over at Alex's a couple weeks ago.
Jones, right?
Yeah, Hell Jesus had the Kentucky Bridge Burners in there, had some new Quintron, Pull Anchor.
Quintron.
Yeah. Organ Man.
Yeah, Miss Pussycat.
Yeah.
New Orleans.
Mm.
Remember, we played with him once, and he opens up the hatch on the boat, and it fucking got a big Hammond, you know, like in the church of that chopped or shit. Just the big fucking thing there with the Leslie.
So him and Miss Pussycat got, like, the boat trip going, right? They got the van just traveling everywhere.
I think that, because something happened to Katrina, maybe their pad. Mm. They used to do gigs in their pad.
Wow.
Because of the... Carla Bosley, we just played some charity for, and she told me about playing it.
Oh, cool.
Playing the bat.
4th Street.
Yeah, Porch Court. We're at the end of the second hour of March 9, 2019 Dish Wap Pedro Show. Raylene Nelson, special guest, hold time for hour 3. March 9, 2019, it's the third hour. The Watts Pedro Show.
el milagro de despertarme en la mañana. Sabiendo que tengo otra oportunidad, otra chance para ver las caras sonrientes de mis niños. Podemos hacer con ese regalo lo que queramos. Lo vamos a reciclar, lo vamos a hacer brillar, lo vamos a compartir. Vamos a dejar en la caja debajo de la cama. Donde solo los animalitos de Dios lo pueden apreciar. Donde solo los animalitos de Dios
for Pedro show. Start off the third hour with Mama Cry, Raylan Nelson Band. You want to say something about that?
Oh, sure. My little sister over here, her and I wrote that song together.
Okay.
And, yeah, she made her mom cry one day while we were on vacation in Florida. And it inspired the song, because we just started singing, why does Mama gotta cry?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so we just wrote a song around it.
It's a whole debacle. Yeah, so we had to sit on the rooftop and cry over it and write a song about it.
Yeah, you got something out of it.
Yeah.
All over shorts, right?
I was almost killed by some infection, and I got my second opera. Sometimes some good out of lame.
Did you ever make your mom cry?
Oh, yeah. Michael Watt. She always calls me Michael Watt, even if it's just me and her in the room, you know. And, yeah, you know, her people are from Italy, so, I made her holler more than blood curdling. You motherfucker! My sisters, I got two sisters. You motherfuckers! I hope you have 10 sons of bitches just like this. So none of us had kids.
There you go.
I remember one time I pointed it out to her. Yeah. She even got madder, right? Because you think about that.
But you put that on me.
You couldn't give me one.
No, the son of a bitch, yeah. Motherfucker. Sir Ma, yes, you beat me with the Hot Wheel track. No, but the Ma's were really big with the Minutemen. T. Boone's Ma, Georgie's Ma, my Ma, really supportive. That band was really heavy. Yeah, believe it or not. I know hardcore, a lot of boys with the shirts off beating each other up, but.
Yeah, they got moms.
Moms, we're from 70s Hollywood punk, and a lot of glam.
Didn't DB
actually, in those days, there was as many, if not more, women at the gigs. I mean, the gigs weren't very big anyway. But, you know, Rocky Horror Picture, I remember at the Tiffany, they would play this, and, you know, they knew all the words. These people would jump up there with a toast and a. And I saw those people at the first gigs. Yeah, it was like taking over. It's tricky. And the ladies were balls out. Take your thanks, Ma. Just say it. Okay. Seb Radix out of Lyon, France, with This Is Good Music, Chronic Anxiety, RX, The Father Figures, Medicine Ball, Tollum, Sonietas de Mis Niños, Wheel of Life from National Debt, that's Crane.
Oh, yeah.
Raylan Nelson Band, Careless.
Yeah, Careless. That one we wrote, it was a few years ago when I hadn't really started drinking very much. And I decided it was New Year's, and I'm like, I want to start drinking, you know?
Most people don't have that problem.
So I'm like, I'm going to start drinking more and caring less.
Get more careless.
And it's just kind of worked it, you know, drink a little more, care
like
a little less.
Like that Scooter song, Loose. I'm loose. Hearing those guys analyze it. What's he mean by loose? Why don't you stick it deep inside? I couldn't believe it. They say we're supposed to like it. I remember the Rolling Stone ride, they said it was the worst record ever made, but if you get the review book, that's like, it's
number 10 on the list.
It's always about that kind of shit. I want to play Get a Room.
Yeah, now, Get a Room.
But the way you spelled it, is one
Why
word.
Why did we do that? Do we know?
I just took that from you. You told me the title of the song.
Well, not Get a, but Gotta. I have a thing about this, because I gotta go. I will say that. But I got a bicycle. That's got to be two words.
I thought you were telling us you had to go.
Let's wrap this up. Watch, got to go. Get a room, you got to go.
Okay, let's listen.
Go!
Bob from Pedro Show. Last music for this edition. Ray Nelson Band with Get a Room. And Patrick Grant after that techno tilt. Yeah, Guitar Center Hill. Or what we call it, the Shithard Center. Round Eye with Heshirashima. I think he's making a play on Hiroshima. Yeah, by the way, it ain't Hiroshima. Yes, Sartre and Nietzsche. Nietzsche, that's what he is. Coat Hangers with Burn Me Live from Ounce's Bar, where you saw Nashville Pussy, Deco Jones. And finally, Daddy's Grave, Raymond Nelson Band. And that's for your pop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I lost my pop. He worked in engine rooms, nuclear engine rooms, so 51, 50. No, 52, the cancer got him. And it was hard.
It is hard.
I mean, I first lost, learned about losing people with D. Boo. Well, actually, his mother. She's like, we were just saying off air, people, about how big the Ma's were for the Minutemen. And she was a pillar for that family and us. His pop helped out a lot, too. But we graduated high school at 18, and man, she passes away, and it was just, you just don't think about those things. And then when I lost my pop, well, then I lose D. Boone. And then I lose my pop. And that's, I got the first opera out of that. But losing people's always been the hardest lesson. And never get used to it.
Yeah, the longer you live, the more you get
used to it. Yeah, I was just about to say, yeah. That's a good point. Because statistically, right, the longer you're in this thing, more you. I remember being a kid at the donut shop. These old guys are always talking about each other dying and hurting and shit. And then you get up there, and it's like, yeah, no shit.
Here we are.
Yeah. Why walk a mile in another man's shoes? Because then you'll be a mile away, and you can make those shoes. what's the next plan for Raylan Nelson?
So we are putting out an album and constantly gigging.
You got a title?
It's called, well, right now, Don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
D-O-N apostrophe T.
Yes. And,
10 songs.
10 songs.
Same, kind of the same deal.
We're also...
Can we make 10 videos?
Well, we'll try.
Sonic Youth did that with that Daydream Nation. They made a song for a video for every song. Mm. And,
just gotta get clever.
I'm on the first song.
Yeah?
The answering machine thing. Right. Same with Kathleen Hand. Because where they used to live, you no doorbell. So there was a payphone out there. You call up, they put... fucking Yahweh's keys in a sock and throw it down to you. So I'm calling up. Actually, I called him twice because the next day I asked him to throw some shit away and had a bunch of stuff he bought at the store before the gig, but smoked mota and threw everything away. He couldn't remember what happened to all the shit he bought. But I remember the next day and I call him up and tell him. So he makes a song out of this. And he made a video. I mean, like, all the words, my spiel, you know, is on his pieces of paper on the deck and a little piano's going on the camera slowly. So, I think it's a good idea, this idea of the video, because I heard not just visual, but source of music is YouTube.
It is.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of stuff with just, you know, a picture or lyrics. Or something.
Right, the album cover.
But if you can give people something to see, they might end up passing along to their friends.
Or checking more of your stuff.
Mm-hmm. A place to
go. And what about people who want to find you on the internet?
Raylan Nelson, R-A-E-L-Y-N, Nelson, band.com. Yeah.
Yeah, you got your own website. Yeah. That's a good thing.
Social media, too.
You know, like a fanzine, right? No middleman.
Yeah.
I mean, there's those other telephone poles to stick flyers on, too.
Right.
Shitter, Instant Ham, Facebook. But then having your own thing, there's no filter, right?
No, and a lot of this.
I really thought that was going to be a good. I could see the ethic of fanzine going right to the internet that way. Everybody, you know, we all, right? And they're usually very passionate. You like it's different than reading the shill sheets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rag. That was the old word when I was young. They called it rag. So, and you know, it's full of persona. Now, those days, you had to go to the Kinko's or something.
Right. Yeah. And staple it together and make your own little thing. Right. Yeah.
Now you got to learn some HTML.
You know, Scout and I still Preach is awesome. He'll print out posters for me for our band. And Scout and I still go down and with a staple gun and down in Nashville and put them up. I know nobody is here. They're probably going to rip them down or whatever. I don't care. Yeah.
We'll do one specifically for almost every town we play in. So that gives some, you know, if they come to the show, it's something from that show.
Yeah.
Collector's edition.
Graphics that has to do with, like, when we play in Pittsburgh, we did one with Mr. Rogers done up as a Warhol painting.
Is that
Mr.
Rogers?
People went crazy for that. Or, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's a neat way, because also good, people want you to sign it or they want to take it home. We make them 11 by 17 so they can go to any store and get a frame if they want to frame it.
Right.
It's not some weird size, because framing shit's expensive. You know?
Oh, yeah, there's a dude next to Dirk Shockey on 6th Street. And, like, I brought him a one yuan bill from China.
Right.
I had to go there 2 years ago. And I asked him to frame it, and he goes,
what do you want me to do?
So I went over to one of Aaron Brothers or some shit. Like, $4.
Yeah, totally. Well, I hate it when people give you something and you're like, oh, this is beautiful, and it's like 21 by 80. Like, what am I going to do with this? You know, like, I can't buy a frame for this.
Right, so advice, because you've had a life of music. Somebody, you know, a little earlier coming on, what advice would you give them about this?
Oh, just go. Use what you have, you know, use what you have around you, and don't be an asshole to people.
I like that.
Good one.
Both those things are really good.
Yeah.
Can you add?
Oh.
No cocaine.
No cocaine. Stay off the book of sugar. Yeah. I think, you know, you'll find, if you want to do it, you'll probably find out in the first year or two, because very rare does it happen that in a couple of years you're blowing up. So you're going to be faced with those situations, we laugh about it, where you get to one of these character-building gigs and you're thinking, I made a conscious decision to do this right now. This is all on me. I'm standing here. And eventually, if you don't want to do it, it weeds people out, you know, within a couple of years, surely. Absolutely. And I've been able to chew my leg out of the trap, so I think I'm going to like it. You know?
Got bit by the
bones.
Yeah.
So my advice would be, if you're going to do it, you know, the fit is everything. You've got to find people that you really enjoy spending time with. Because you need to get along with them.
Yeah.
You may not always get along with them 100% of the time, but you have to be, it's got to be a good hang, and it's got to be positive. And, you know, that's the secret, I think, to, you know,
I always feel like these guys have my back, you know.
Yeah. Well, we do.
Songwriter sister.
What's your advice, little Chica? She just graduated from Middle Tennessee State University for music business.
Awesome. Congrats.
Thanks. Stay thankful.
I like it.
All good stuff. Huge honor to have you on the show.
Huge honor to be on the show.
Thank you so much for your always essential aid.
Certainly, always.
Wish you guys the best of luck.
Thank you, man.
Safe seas.
Yeah, nice having you here today.
Keep the keel in the water.
Nice to meet you too, man.
But thank
you.
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah, thank you.
You know? This is your grandpa's, huge Elvin Jones, you know, had the oxygen tanks on stage. You know, I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Arturo Rimbaud, right? Only 2 years of poem and I'm done. But some people.
Yeah, I don't think my grandpa will stop. And I think he'll just keep going until he's no longer living.
What he's made to do.
Yes.
People, it's been the March 9, 2019 edition of Wap Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.